Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Friday afternoon, let's see what's happened this week. Okay, so Amazon now has a million robots in its warehouses. Not a pilot program, not testing the waters, a million, actually operating. Right now. Andy Jassy's shareholder letter this week framed it in the most unflashy way possible, which is exactly what makes it interesting. He's not talking about the future of work or autonomous everything, he's talking about boring business problems, deliver faster, reduce injuries, cut costs. The robots aren't there because they're cool, they're there because they solve friction. What stood out to me is that Amazon sees itself as still early, still figuring out what these things can actually do. They've acquired companies like Riviar for doorstep delivery and Fauna for humanoid research. The pattern here matters. Robotics isn't becoming interesting because of breakthrough moments. It's becoming standard because it works, because it makes supply chains faster and safer. That's infrastructure, not innovation theater. Think about that for a second. Right, so while Amazon is scaling robots by the million, Agibot just released something that addresses a gap that's been holding robotics back for years. It's called GoTo, Foundation Model for Embodied AI. Here's the thing. A robot can plan a task, you can give it instructions, it can map out what needs to happen. But executing that plan reliably in the real world, that's been the sticking point. Messy conditions, unexpected obstacles. The gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. GoTo treats action itself as something you can reason through, not just execute blindly. It's pulling 98.5% success on spatial reasoning benchmarks. And here's where it gets properly interesting. 82.9% sim to real transfer without needing real-world training data. What that means is you can train it in simulation and it carries over to physical robots without falling apart. That's huge, because real-world data is expensive and slow. If you can train in software and deploy to hardware, that changes the timeline for everything. Foundation models are moving from understanding the world to understanding how to act in it. Worth keeping an eye on. Completely different energy now. This next one is, honestly, it's made people uncomfortable. Anthropic released Claude Mythos preview this week. And the messaging was unusual. Normally, when a company releases a model, they talk about capabilities and access. This time, they led with danger. We built this. It's genuinely risky. We're being careful who gets it. Mythos found decades-old bugs in Firefox, OpenBSD, Linux kernels, vulnerabilities that have been sitting there for years, just invisible to human security researchers, until now. Gary Marcus wrote a piece arguing the demo was proof of concept more than immediate threat. Fair point. The tests were sandboxed, controlled conditions, and Mythos only outperformed existing open-weight models incrementally. It's not a leap. It's a step. But here's what I keep coming back to. The conversation has shifted. It's not, could AI be dangerous anymore? It's how do we patch everything before the models get faster? Because they will get faster. And AI can now find security vulnerabilities at scale. And nobody's infrastructure is ready for that. That's scary. Not in a theoretical way, in a very practical, very immediate way. Something to think about on the commute home. Okay, let me lighten things up a bit. This next one is for anyone who's ever wondered if learning to code still matters when AI can write code for you. Mark Mahoney has been teaching computer science for 23 years, and his answer is yes. Emphatically, yes. The argument goes like this. AI tools let you build things faster, no question. But if you don't understand why your code works or why it breaks, you're building on sand, you'll ship broken things quickly, and when they fail, you won't know how to fix them. He's not anti-AI, he's anti-shortcuts. The risk isn't that AI writes code. The risk is that people stop learning the foundations because they think the tools make them optional. They don't. What resonated with me is this. Learning the hard way isn't punishment, it's insurance. You build the mental models that let you debug when things go wrong, because they will. And the AI won't always know why. If you're starting out or mentoring someone who is, this one's worth coming back to. Full interview is linked in the show notes. And actually, speaking of building things, there's a tutorial this week that caught my eye because it's so beautifully practical. How to build a Slack bot that monitors social media mentions in real time. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, sentiment analysis, routes everything to Slack channels automatically. Now, you can buy enterprise tools that do this. They cost thousands a month, or you can build it yourself in an afternoon with working code and spend almost nothing. The tutorial walks through the whole thing: search APIs, sentiment classification, Slack webhooks, cost comparison to the enterprise options. It's all there. What I love about this is it's solving a real problem that real businesses have. Monitor your brand, track mentions, respond faster. And it's not theoretical, It's actual working code you can deploy today. That's the good stuff. When someone takes a thing that used to be expensive and complicated and makes it accessible, links in the show notes if you want to build it. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Amazon isn't piloting robots, they're running a million of them. Foundation models are learning to act in the physical world, not just understand it. Security researchers are finding bugs that have been hiding for decades. And the tools to build sophisticated systems are getting cheaper and more accessible every week. The pattern isn't breakthrough moments, it's infrastructure becoming real, capabilities becoming standard. The gap between what's possible and what's practical, shrinking. That's where we are. Thanks for joining me. Links in the show notes. See you next time.